In your fight, we see you sort of skating by the bench there. It looks like you had some words of encouragement for your bench. Was that a let's get everybody going kind of moment for you?
Yeah, I mean, we've had a tough schedule, and you know, this game was so important to us, and didn't like our first period at all. I thought the bench was quiet and whatsoever, so I thought I'd get the boys going a little bit.
Is that a proud mark that you wear under your eye then?
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather not get hit, but I mean, it's part of it. So it's we played second half really well. I mean, it's tough playing back to back afternoon game. It's a weird feeling. You have the whole day, and then you come to the rink and no skate. So we kind of figured we'd be a little slower to the gate. So just got to try to get the boys going.
Did you catch it, or was it from the visor?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Would you see? Andrew Kopp, who kind of seemed to take that game over as it went on.
Yeah, I mean, since I came back, I mean, Copper's been one of our best players. He's grinding. He's doing everything right, both sides of the puck too. And you know, he's got that offensive flair, but we rely on him so much defensively. So it's nice to see a guy like that get rewarded.
What for you? Kind of feeling like you're making up for some lost time?
Yeah. Actually, my first game felt the best. I mean, it's I'm back in the grind of things now, so it's partly to get myself going as well. So you know, as it goes on, I think I'll get better, but you know, I'm just happy that, you know, we're putting some points together.
Can you put the emotions of the night? I mean, you talked about that not liking the first period, but it was a huge comeback and 500 goals. Can you put that swing emotionally into words?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. Like I said, we've had a tough schedule, and back-to-backs afternoons are never fun. So just trying to get an emotional vibe going, or an emotional group, and we do that. We grind, and just part of the game.